What's going on, guys? In this video, I'm going to break down exactly the 8 biggest mistakes that I see that people make when it comes to achieving the body transformation that they want. And this is going to be the perfect video for you to watch going into the new year, so you do not make any of these mistakes that are going to hold you back from getting to where you want to be. So we're going to get straight into this. The first one is actually one that is a lot more kind of applicable to the current world that we're living in now, and especially in the last kind of 12 months. And this is this whole GLP-1, Ozempic, taking Mounjaro, all these kind of weight loss injections that people are starting to take at the moment that have just had a huge fame in the last kind of 12 months, where, you know, that industry has just gone absolutely booming. Now, the reason why these don't work, guys, and the reason why these are just another one of those, you know, hacks and kind of fads and stuff that will probably die out again at some point, is that they do not teach you the habits that you need to truly be successful with your body transformation. And it is all about habits, it's all about mindset, and it's all about what you do day to day. Just taking an injection, it's not going to last for the long run. And all this actually does is it just blunts your appetite. It just means that you don't want to eat as much food, you don't get your protein intake in, and essentially, yeah, you might lose a bunch of weight, but you don't actually improve your body composition. And as we know, with less muscle mass, all that happens is you just gain the weight back because your metabolism comes down, you can't maintain the weight loss, you're eating low amounts of calories, and then you eventually just end up gaining all the weight back. And you do not want to be taking these injections for the rest of your life. I mean, that would be a terrible thing to be doing to your body. You know, even if it's a short amount of time, you come off it, the weight gain comes back. So unless you go through taking, you know, any of these types of things, and you somehow learn how to be able to have the right strategy and habits at the same time, or, you know, you understand after that you do need to then go into gaining muscle and doing it properly, it just doesn't work, guys. And that you don't need to do any of those things anyway. It damages your metabolism, it downregulates you as a person, and it just isn't going to get you the strong athletic physique that most guys want. The goal is not to be skinny, the goal is to be strong, muscular, and have an athletic physique. Taking these little hacks and these weight loss injections, that does not do those things. If I, in somehow in some weird world, was able to, you know, cut someone's head off and put on Arnold Schwarzenegger's physique back in the day, like, realistically, how long do you think that person would be able to maintain Arnold Schwarzenegger's physique? They don't have the discipline, they don't have the habits, they don't have the knowledge, they don't know what they're doing. Eventually, they would just go back to them because their identity is still that person who is out of shape, overweight, and doesn't know how to maintain a good physique. And that is all those things do as well. They just give you a quick injection, literally, of weight loss so that you start seeing the scales go down, you feel a little bit better, not to look any better, and to eventually just end up then gaining the weight back after, which is what will happen to most of these people. And not even to mention what that's doing to the inside of your body, how that's affecting your metabolism, your gut, your hormones, all these things that's going on internally that you probably have no idea about. You don't need to do those things. You will be much better off investing that money that you put into these GLP-1s, going and getting a coach and learning how to lose weight, lose fat, and build muscle properly. Second mistake, guys, which is probably one of the most timeless mistakes that we still end up seeing at the moment, is the whole cutting out carbohydrates and trying to do a carnival diet or trying to do ketosis. Honestly, from someone who's coached so many people up to this point, it just simply doesn't work. People enjoy carbohydrates, right? We actually want to eat these types of foods. You don't want to literally live a life of where you can't go out and have a burger at the weekend, or you can't have chips, you can't have pizza. Given that all these foods just doesn't work, no cake, no biscuits. Like, imagine living a life where you literally can't have any of those things. Because the reality is, guys, when it comes to things like ketosis, is it's pretty much a lifestyle. Like, it's not just a diet that you do. Like, you literally live and breathe ketosis all the time. Like, I know some people that are keto, but they are always keto. Like, they just, that is their lifestyle. So you cutting out carbs, unless you feel like you can really do that for the rest of your life, which most people can't, it's just kind of worthless because there's no point in even starting that way. And that's not even to mention the benefit of carbohydrates when it comes to your energy levels, to fueling performance, to, you know, being lean, fit, and strong. That's why we take carbs. There is no way that I'd be able to train to the level that I'm training at right now without carbohydrates in my diet. Like, I need them. I need them badly. They energize me. They replenish glycogen for me, and they allow me to be able to train in the intensity that I can, and I can enjoy my life at the same time. So going into next year, guys, do not cut out carbs. Do not do low carb diets. Keep carbs in there. They do not make you fat. With the right nutrition plan, the right structure, you can enjoy carbohydrates. You can enjoy all the nice foods while still getting amazing results. And this is way more sustainable for the long run as well. Mistake number three is very simple, and this is just obsessing over cardio instead of building muscle. What a lot of people do in the new year is they go and get their running shoes out and they start taking up running, or they start doing loads of cycling. And look, these things are great. Of course, any type of exercise is great, but ultimately that doesn't fix the problem. The problem is having more muscle mass, a better metabolism, so you don't gain the weight back. All you do when you just do loads of cardio is, yeah, you might lose a little bit of weight because your calorie output goes high, but you can't sustain that level of output forever. Like, you can't always be doing loads of cardio and loads of running. This is where people just get injured. I speak to lots of guys that have done like marathon preps and they're like, oh, you know, I was leaning when I was doing a marathon, and then as soon as I stopped doing marathon, I gained all the weight back. Of course, because the marathon meant you had no muscle, you were lean, you were skinny, and then your metabolism isn't working the way that it needs to be. So really, like, the longer term strategy when it comes to keeping the fat off, staying lean, staying in shape, it's actually having more muscles. So stop obsessing over loads of cardio, stop doing loads of running in the new year, thinking that's going to get you fit. It's not going to get you fit. It's just going to lead to you getting injured and stopping again like you always do. So get to the gym, build muscle, do strength training, get stronger. Make sure that is an absolute staple and you will actually keep the fat off properly. Mistake number four, guys, is a very simple one. And this is literally just doing these like influencer ab workouts, you know, 10 minute abs, all this kind of stuff that we see now, thinking that the ab workouts are going to get you a six pack when they absolutely will not. Okay. Being lean and being in shape does not come down from doing loads of ab workouts. It comes down to your diet and it comes down to you building a lean, strong, muscular physique through compound exercises. You don't need to be spending loads of time doing thousands of crunches in the evening or going onto YouTube and finding a 10-minute ab workout because the guy that's teaching the workout is shredded. The guy didn't get shredded from doing 10-minute ab workouts. He got shredded from the right diet plan, from being consistent, from building enough muscle, from eating the right foods. That's not going to fix your problem. So start focusing on actually what is, which is going to be getting stronger, eating the right foods, and understanding how to do this properly. Yes, maybe a little bit of ab work once you're actually lean can help certain exercises, but thinking that, you know, doing some press-ups or sit-ups before you go to bed and that's going to get you to where you want to be is just absolutely not. You honestly don't really need to be training your abs that much to get a six-pack. Like, I've been lean for the last 10 years. I've always seen my abs. There'll be periods where I don't even train my abs that much. I just train my usual workouts where I'm hitting my core frequently, and that gets me into amazing shape. Has me sustain low body fat all year round, out the BS workouts. Next one, guys, is starting with a completely unrealistic goal. Saying you're gonna lose like 20 kilos in, you know, the next like 60 days or something like that. This is really, really common. If you set yourself a goal which is just completely unsustainable, not attainable, you're just setting yourself up to fail. This is just what leads to the same approach every year. You lose a bunch of weight, you always end up gaining it back again. The realistic amount of weight that you should be focusing on losing every week is about 1% of your body weight, okay? This is great amount of fat loss. It's going to help you maintain muscle mass. And even still, when we compound that over 12, 16 weeks, for example, you know, if you're a 100 kilo guy, that's like a kilo per week of body fat that you can lose, which if we look at that over the grand scheme of things, that's a lot. Like, if you were 10 kilos lower in 10 weeks, you're going to look a lot different than where you are at the moment. So be realistic with your goals. Reverse engineer, set a goal that's actually realistic over the next few months instead of something that's just completely ridiculous. These whole like keto diets, they set you up so that you lose like 3 or 4 kilos in the first week because you've lost a bunch of water. You think that this is like the best thing in the world because you've lost loads of weight quickly when you've just literally lost water. Like, your body's not really going to look any different. And then the weight loss slows down like it always does. So be sustainable fat loss over time, around 1%. This is roughly the sweet spot. If you can keep this going, compounding over weeks, over months, you're going to get to where you want to be without the stupid goals. Number six is program hopping, guys, which is essentially just changing programs all the time. You don't need to do this. This is a complete myth. You can literally follow the same training program for weeks, even months, even years on end and still get amazing results. As long as you're getting stronger over time, your body is still going to continue to adapt. I used to think that we had to shock your muscles into growth to get great results, but in reality, that is just not how it works at all. You're not shocking anything when you do this. You're just slowing down things over time. You need to find excitement and enjoyment in you getting stronger, not from doing different exercises all the time. Now, of course, there's a few subtle changes and stuff that you can make. I'm not saying you literally need to do the same program for months and months and months on end, but the reality is there's not as much of a change as necessary. And it's exactly the same when it comes to nutrition as well. Like, I have dieted guys down to a six pack and I've had to maybe change their calories once or sometimes not even at all, and they still got to that result. They just got used to doing the same boring stuff and being consistent to get an amazing result. If they're not looking for the next shiny object, they're not looking for the next program, they know what they're doing has worked, they're consistent, they're on top of things, and they're not always looking for the next exciting thing. Because when you're constantly looking for the next thing to work towards, this is where you just constantly never end up getting results. You're always trying to find the next fad, the next cool thing that comes out, and you never ever actually and you don't get used to just doing the boring work that is going to get you the result, and most importantly, it's going to help you maintain it. Number seven, guys, is not lifting weights properly with no intensity, or even not lifting weights at all. If you're not doing strength training, you are never going to get the result that you want. You're never going to build a metabolism. You're always going to end up gaining the weight back. So it's so important that strength training becomes a staple in your routine. And I would recommend that you're doing this 3 or 4 days per week consistently all year round. And in terms of intensity, this is one thing that I think guys really struggle with. They can't push themselves enough in the gym. I see guys do the same weights every single week. They're still training at home with the same dumbbells, and they've not lifted any heavier dumbbells in months. Your body adapts, guys, only when it's put through more stress and more strain. If you're just doing the same shit every single week, your body's used to it by now. It's not going to change. You're not going to build lean muscle. You only build muscle when you tear muscle fibers down from putting it through enough stress, enough strain, and enough stimulus. So your training intensity has got to be high. You don't literally need to go balls to the walls every single session, but you need to try and progress. Get stronger, more reps. You know, better form, like whatever it needs to be, is going to help you take your physique to that next level. If you can push yourself in those sessions, you log what you did, you got better than last week, you're going to see a difference very quickly. So it's making sure you're doing the strength training, you're getting better at it, you're getting stronger, and you're not just lifting the same weights and being comfortable, because comfort is going to kill your growth. And the last mistake, guys, probably my favorite one, and this is always going to be one that I think guys need to hear, it is a lack of accountability, okay? Guys always try and go at this alone. It's this ego thing that I think a lot of guys have, where we always want to try and fix our problems ourselves. We don't need any help. We don't need to go and hire a coach. So they just always try and do this by themselves. You know, see a little bit of information online and think, oh yeah, I'm going to do it. Guys, we need accountability, okay? As humans, we can't do things by ourselves without being held to a higher standard. We are reluctant to always be able to make mistakes. And even that's myself talking. I have a coach right now to help me because I want to hold myself to that higher standard. I want to achieve the best possible result. And if you still think you can get there by yourself without any accountability, without any kind of skin in the game, again, like nothing's probably going to change. So go out there, and I'm not saying, you know, come and join FitLab. Of course, if we're the right fit for you, let's see. But like, just go and get some sort of accountability, someone that can hold you to a standard so that you can commit to yourself and your results and not just make the same mistakes and fall to the same habits year on year on year. And if you do think we're the guys for you and you do want to get some information on what we do, guys, then leave a little link below. Book in a free call, let's have a chat, and let's see if I might be able to help you this year reach your goals. But apart from that, guys, hope you've enjoyed this video. Do not make any of these mistakes. Make sure you hit the like button, hit subscribe, and I'll catch you in the next video.